Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Neff Nugget, where I give you one tip that will inspire you to act and motivate you to move. And I'm Nefertiri Afande, and I'm a business and sales coach for parallelpreneurs. That means you're juggling your passion as well as your profession. You're a professional who's building a business while you're working your 9-to-5. So I help you get clear on who you serve and how you serve them, confident in your selling skills so you can bring cash into your business. And on today's Neff Nugget, we're talking about what would you take out of the bag. Before we talk about what you want to take out of the bag, let's talk about what's generally in the bag if you are a parallelpreneur. So generally, if you're a parallelpreneur, you have several things, several responsibilities that are in your bag. So you have your job, right? You have your job, you have, you know, your relationship with God, your church, your community, your what you do with that. You have self-care time where you may read, spend time, you have your workout time. So you got that in the bag. You got, you know, quality time with your spouse, where you got tickets to go to every latest event. You have social time with your friends where you got lunch and things like that that's in the bag. You have invitations to all the happenings in the bag. You have keeping up with everybody in the bag. You have binge watching in the bag. All of these things are in your bag, right? So you're like, oh my God, I have all these responsibilities. How can I build this business and take care of everything that's in my bag? Well, we're going to talk about that today on the Neff Nugget. So first thing you need to consider is what in the bag can you reduce, right? What can you take away? What can you limit the amount of time that you're spending on any of the things that are in your bag? So you know right now, getting rid of the job is not the option, right? So that's going to stay in the bag. Of course, your relationship with God is going to stay in the bag. So let's think about some of the other things that we put in this bag. Self-care, so you're working out, it's going to stay in the bag. But what about that binge watching that we have a tendency to do, right? That could probably come out the bag or be limited, correct? What about all the invitations, all the comedy shows, all of the sporting events that you get invited to, all of the theme parties to your friend house, you can kind of limit it some of your yeses to some of those events, right? And that could free up some time for you as well. What about, you know, the phone, answering the phone all times and days of night, constantly scrolling, constantly checking in? You can kind of eliminate a little bit of that as well. And so what's left in the bag thus far is self-care, you know, you're working out, you're reading, some time with your spouse or your partner, your time with God, and then some social time, right? But even some of those activities, just be mindful of how much time you're giving to those activities, because your goal is to build your business while working. And in order to do that, you may have to make some sacrifices. And some of those sacrifices may be considering how much time you're spending on things that are really not moving you forward in your business and where you want to go in your ultimate dream and goals. So your Neff Nugget for today is, what can you take out of your bag? Feel free to comment below. Let me know what you're going to take out your bag or what you're going to limit it. But also, another tip as far as what you take out your bag, make sure you communicate it with those people involved, right? So if your girlfriends are used to you hanging out with them every weekend, don't just talk cold turkey. Have a conversation. Let them know that you're doing something new in your life in this season and that you're not going to be able to say yes to every invitation or yes to every girl's night, but you will do it once a month or every other weekend, something like that. Let your spouse know that a certain amount of hours or certain times are dedicated for you to build your business, that for him to honor and respect that, right? It's like he will respect it if you were working part-time somewhere else. So, till the next time, be profitable and be blessed. And remember, look and see what you can really take out your bag so you can help build your business. All right, till the next time, take care. Bye.